नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री बादरायणी उवाच अथैकदात्मजो प्राप्तो कृतपादाभिवन्दनो वसुदेवोऽभिनन्द्याह प्रीत्या संकर्षणाच्युतौ श्री बादरायणी उवाच अथैकदात्मजो प्राप्तो कृतपादाभिवन्दनो वसुदेवोऽभिनन्द्याह प्रीत्या संकर्षणाच्युतौ श्रीबादरायणी उवाच अथैकदात्मजो प्राप्तो कृतपादाभिवन्दनो वसुदेवोऽभिनन्द्याह प्रीत्या संकर्षणाच्युतौ श्री बादरायणी उवाच श्री बादरायणी सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड अथ देन एकदा वन डे आत्मजो हिज टू सन्स प्राप्तौ केम टू हिम कृत having done pada of his feet, abhivandanau, honoring Vasudevaha, Vasudev, abhinandya, greeting them, ah, said, pritya, affectionately, sankarshana achyutau, to Balaram and Krishna. Translation: Sri Badarayani said, one day the two sons of Vasudev, Sankarshan and Achyut, came to pay him respects, bowing down at his feet. Vasudev greeted them with great affection and spoke to them. Text number 2. मुनीनाम सवच श्रुत्वा पुत्रयोर्धाम सूचकम् तद्वीर्येर्जात विश्रम्भ परिभाषाभिभाषत. Having heard the great sage's words concerning the power of his two sons, and having seen their valorous deeds, Vasudev became convinced of their divinity. Thus, addressing them by name, he spoke to them as follows: Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Sankarshana Sanatana Jane Vamasayat Sakshat Pradhana Purushoparo. Vasudev said, O Krishna, Krishna best of yogis, O eternal Sankarshan, I know that you too are personally the source of universal creation and the ingredients of creation as well. Purport by disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As taught in the Sankhya doctrine of Lord Kapiladev, Pradhana is the creative energy of the Purusha, the Supreme Person. Thus, of these two principles, the Pradhana is the predominated energy, female, incapable of independent action, while the Purusha is the absolutely independent, primeval creator and enjoyer. Neither Krishna nor his brother Balaram belong to the category of subordinate energy. Rather, both of them together are the original Purusha, who is always joined by his manifold potencies of pleasure, knowledge, and creative emanation. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So on behalf of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, we would like to welcome all of you, sincere devotees who have come on this very auspicious day of Pavitra Ekadashi to give your association to each other, to me, to everyone here. Very grateful to the management of the temple for giving me this opportunity to purify myself. It is not easy to come here and sit and talk in front of very exalted senior Vaishnavas sitting all over, you can see them. Nonetheless, on their order, we would like to read about this chapter. Today we are beginning a new chapter. Till yesterday, we saw how Lord Krishna, along with all his family members from Dwarka, Balaram, all his queens, 16,108 queens, all of them, they were in Kurukshetra. And taking this opportunity, the cowherd men and women, gopas, gopis, the Krishna's friends from Vrindavan, all of them, they came to see Krishna. And there it was a big fun fair. Many yajnas being done, many people meeting each other, the queens meeting each other. Wonderful family gathering for Krishna. And in that, Krishna and Balaram are behaving exactly like human beings. So they go as kings to the sages, offer their respects, glorify them, saying that because of you, this whole world is actually going on. And because of you, one can attain the Supreme Lord. So, wonderful glorification. And the sages, they are amused by this behavior of the Lord. They are smiling and thinking, lo, the Lord himself is talking like this. And then in turn they glorify the Lord. How he is the Supreme Lord. And Vasudeva is sitting there and he is hearing the glorification of the Lord as the origin, the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadira Adira Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So, wonderful glorification. And in spite of this glorification of the Supreme Lord, Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj, all of them, they are still thinking that he is my son. Because yesterday Damodar Prabhu gave a beautiful explanation about pure love. So many wonderful analysis he did. How they are related in parenthood, all these devotees, the gopas, gopis. So Vasudeva is related to Krishna in parenthood. And when Krishna comes to this world, he has many purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanathaya sambhavami yogi yogi. Again and again, millennium after millennium I come, so that the dharma is established again. The miscreants, duskritinas, they are annihilated and the devotees are protected. But much beyond that, for the devotees, he just comes so that he can enjoy very loving devotional mellows with his devotees, the rasas. So, here he is exhibiting that wonderful rasa as a son. He is behaving exactly like a son to his father. So once, after coming back from Kurukshetra, both of them, Krishna and Balaram, they go to Vasudev and offer pranams early in the morning. So this is the injunction of the scriptures, dharma, that all of us should offer respects to the superiors. And the immediate superiors in our family are father and mother, the guru, the elders, uncles. Of course, today we are seeing that there is a lot of deterioration in this. I don't know how many of us sitting here also do this, going and offering respect early in the morning to the father or the mother. Now it is getting extinct. But Lord Krishna, as an ideal son, he is here with Balaram, his elder brother, offering his respects to sorry. Respects to Vasudev. And Vasudev has been in trance so far. He is still thinking, in spite of all the glorification which he heard, Krishna to mera bachcha hai. So he is happy in that state. But suddenly today, he is awakened from that slumber. Are, ye to Bhagwan hai. This is God. So now, in these shlokas, he starts telling him, oh, you are the Supreme Lord. Why this has happened? Because Krishna has a plan. Krishna, when he wants to enjoy various pastimes, he covers the devotees with his potency, internal potency, yoga maya. He has many potencies. But principally, we hear from the scriptures that he has three potencies. The external energy, which forms this material world, and whatever we can see around, the matter. And the internal potency, which is for creating the spiritual world. And also connecting the matter to the spirit. And there is a marginal energy. That is all of us, the jivatmas. Millions and millions, countless. So the jivatmas, they are the ones who are either controlled by the internal potency or internal energy or the external energy. So when they are under control of external energy, they are in this material world. When they are controlled by the spiritual energy, the internal potency, then they are connected with the spiritual world. It's as simple as that. So that internal potency, yoga maya, she allows the jivatma to sometimes consider the Supreme Lord as dependent on him or her. So there are various rasas. Shantaras, that is called neutrality, mellow of neutrality, where a devotee is just happy that the Lord is existing and he is existing. And he is doing his devotional service. Then there is a servitude, dasyaras, where the devotee is extremely happy to serve the Lord as a master. Then there is the mellow of friendship, sakhyaras, fraternal rasa, where the devotee is very happy that he is my friend, brother, equal. Then there is the vatsala rasa, the parenthood. And the highest, topmost, the scripture says the conjugal love, that is the madhurya ras. Of course, as devotees, we need not get into this comparison, thinking that, okay, we want to hear only about the top vatsalya, or vatsalya is okay, but what about shantaras? You know, shantaras is, what do we have to do with shantaras? So, that may be a thought going across our mind, but who are the devotees of Shantaras? The Kumaras. The four Kumaras who are, there is a full Sampradaya on their name, Kumar Sampradaya. So great exalted Vaishnavas are in Shantaras. All of us, we hear about Bilvamangal Thakur. He is a Shantaras devotee. So let us not get into that idea of that we want the topmost. I remember once we were just beginning to become devotees. We used to come to His Grace Mahaprabhu's place. And there one great sannyasi, Prabhupada Disciple, he was giving lecture. And one of my friends, he started asking a question. So, yes. Can you describe something about how the Madhurya Ras is better than Vatsalya Ras? So, we are just began to chant. So this is our intellectual mentality, that what is the highest? But devotion is not intellectual. It's something which is to be experienced. So the answer given was, first become a human being. And my friend got up because he said, am I not a human being? But then, I think Mahaprabhu or whoever, several devotees, then they brought him out, explained to him what is the meaning, what is the meaning of rasas. So rasas is like a far off thing. We can just discuss on the basis of scriptures. We have absolutely no understanding of what's the rasa. We don't even understand what is selflessness. We don't understand what is humility, basic things. Rasa is very, very far off. But based on the scriptures we are discussing today, that Vasudev is a devotee, of course he is a Nitya Siddha devotee. He is a devotee in the Vatsalya Ras. So in that, Krishna covers and he makes him think, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda. Nanda Maharaj, he is thinking that this is my son. So I must train him. If I don't train him, he will become a bad boy. He is already naughty. So then Nanda Maharaj tells him, Krishna, go and get my shoes. Just to make him in a habit of serving the elders. And Krishna is trying to get the shoes and is very happy that, okay, he is trying sincerely. Very nice. Then he is trying to take him with the hand. And Krishna, as if he is going to fall if he leaves the finger. And he's enjoying this. I am training him how to walk. Then Yashoda Maya, she thinks, if I don't feed him, he'll die. In fact, she doesn't agree with all the devotees of Vrindavan when they say that, Maya, your Kana, he lifted Govardhan hill. She says, nothing like that. Wo to chota bachcha hai. It was Nanda Maharaj and Gopas, they lifted Govardhan hill. He doesn't know how to lift. When there is a thunder in the sky, he comes and hugs me out of fear. How can he be like that? So like that, this is the covering. So in that covering, a devotee thinks that Krishna is dependent on him and he needs protection. So suddenly today, Krishna lifts that curtain. And as if from sleep, he has got up and he said, hey, ye to Bhagwan hai. This is Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord. So now he is going to describe all his potencies and everything according to Sankhya analysis. He will analyze and tell him the whole greatness which he possesses. So this is how Vasudev is now addressing Krishna and Balaram about the Sankhya philosophy. Now again, when we talk of Sankhya, then immediately the rasa is gone. Devotees, there is Sankhya, no juice, only analysis. But for us, as devotees who are sadhakas, who want to progress in Krishna consciousness, it is very important. Sankhya is also equally important. And Krishna, he is describing Sankhya philosophy and Bhakti Yoga as one and the same. So here, we are going to take these two shlokas from the Bhagavad Gita, 5.4 and 5.5. Sankhya Yoga Prathak Bala Pravadanti Na Panditaha Ekam Pyasthita Samyak Ubhayor Vindate Phalam. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, Karma Yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world, Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. The next shloka, यत सांख्ये प्राप्यते स्थानम तद्यौ गैरपि गम्यते एकम सांख्यम च योगम च य पश्यति स पश्यति. वन हु नोज दैट द पोजिशन रीच बाय मीन्स ऑफ एनालिटिकल स्टडी कैन ऑल्सो बी अटेंड बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड हु देयरफॉर सीज एनालिटिकल स्टडी एंड डिवोशनल सर्विस टू बी ऑन द सेम लेवल सीज थिंग्स एज दे आर. सो श्री प्रभुपाद ही इज इन वन सेंटेंस वेरी ब्यूटिफुली डिस्क्राइब्स द कनेक्शन बिटवीन सांख्य एंड भक्ति. सो ही सेज वन प्रोसेस इज टू फाइंड द रूट ऑफ द ट्री दैट इज सांख्य योगा. दैट मीन यू एनालाइज द होल क्रिएशन एंड अल्टीमेटली कम टू द कंक्लूजन दैट ओके विष्णु लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेज इज द रूट. एंड द सेकेंड प्रोसेस ही सेज इज टू वॉटर द रूट. सो रूट इज फाउंड आउट नाउ वॉट टू डू. सो वॉटर द रूट दैट इज सांख्य फिलोसॉफी. नाउ वेन वी टेक देम सेपरेटली द एनालिसिस एंड द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति देन जस्ट एनालिसिस इज नॉट सफिशियंट बिकॉज जस्ट एनालाइजिंग दैट ओके दिस देर आर 24 एलिमेंट्स there are eight energies of Krishna, then there are multiple other energies of Krishna, how it works. So all this thing, yes, it has value to come to the point that okay, Krishna is the root cause of everything. Sarva karana karanam. So to that point it is good. But still it doesn't have that rasa, the juice is not there. But it develops detachment in the heart. So what is the use of Sankhya philosophy? Sankhya is used so that we can develop some detachment from this world. Because we are too attached to this world. We think that we are this body. We think that we are our mind. We think that we are our egos. Whereas Krishna doesn't allow us to think like that. It's very clear. What is he saying? Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kham mana buddhir evacha. Everything, whatever we think it is ours, my intelligence, my mind, my body made up of this bhumi rapo nalo vayu. All these Krishna says they are my energies. So what is left with you? Nothing, you are zero. You don't have anything. If you think that you are the soul, you have the soul, this is my soul, that also Krishna takes away. Mama vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. You are just my part and parcel. Aapka kuch hai nahi. So it gives us an understanding, okay, I have nothing actually. This is all total illusion. And I am thinking that I am this, I am that. And therefore our acharyas, they make sure that when they are propagating Krishna consciousness, there is a good balance between esoteric concepts and also the basic concepts. That's why Prabhupada would often tell about various stories. His Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, is famous. Why? Once he was in Radhakund and everyone knew that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the great Acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, he is giving Bhagavad Katha for next 7 days. So many local Brijvasis and many people who are visiting Vrindavan, they came and they wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Particularly the highest rasa is obtained from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And even in that, people are enamored to hear the gopis and Krishna's leela of rasa dance. So this is the common thought process. So many devotees, they came. And then he began his Bhagavad Katha. First shloka. So Srimad Bhagavatam, first shloka. And first day is over. He gave several hours of class and one day is over. So they are thinking, when will he go to the next? So next day he comes again. First shloka. 2-3 hours, day is over. So now they are thinking, at least tomorrow he will see something on the Leela. Third day, he comes, first shloka, day is over. Like this, 7 days he speaks on only one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? To make sure that we have the right balance of philosophical understanding and the emotions of devotional service. Of course, it's not history. Even today things, these things are happening. Our His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu, he gives classes in Bhaktivedanta Hospital at Mira Road. So every Wednesday we call it the Prabhat Jagruti program for all the staff and consultants, devotees staying around. They come. So last Wednesday he completed his pravachans on teachings of Queen Kunti. Now there are about 25, 30. How many shlokas are there? 26 or around 30 shlokas, not more than that. How much time it took for that? It took him 8 years to complete them. 8 years he was speaking only on those 25 to 30 shlokas. Why? Again, to bring home the point that this analysis is very important for the devotees' lives. Srila Prabhupada, even to the end of his life, he was speaking all wonderful things about Govardhan, Krishna Lila. But every now and then he would bring back the devotees to the proper consciousness. You are not this body. Once he called all his sannyasis and he asked them a simple question, which I don't know, even a newcomer may be able to answer. He asked them, big sannyasis, they are preachers. They are GBCs. What is the question asked to them? Are you convinced that Krishna is God? Simple question. Are you convinced Krishna is God? Why? Because that's our disease. We may imagine that we are Krishna conscious. We may think that now I'm chanting this, that, so I know what is Krishna consciousness. But in the heart, there is a big wall, there is a big gap between reality of material life and the reality of spiritual life. There is a big gap. So to bridge that gap, this analysis, so that we are grounded, we are on earth. Sometimes when we talk only of emotions of devotional service, we want to feel happy by chanting. I am chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I am crying out the holy name. So I must feel. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj once in Juhu, he was giving class. He said, people think that when I am chanting, I should enjoy the chanting. But it's not for your enjoyment. You are supposed to chant so that Krishna enjoys. No matter how you feel, don't bother about it. Even Prabhupada, when one of his disciples wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada, saying that, Srila Prabhupada, when I am chanting, many, many thoughts come in my mind. So, is it okay, just to balance things, that when I chant, I will think about Krishna's leelas. It's fine. So, obviously, he probably had thought that this will be nice, Prabhupada will appreciate this, that I am thinking Krishna Leela while chanting the holy names. Prabhupada's answer was very straightforward. He said, just utter the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And hear it. Speak it. Hear it. Where is the question of mind? He is saying, where is the question of mind? Don't think of mind. I will think like this, I will think. Don't bother about the mind. Just chant and hear. That's the process. So, these kind of basic facts are brought in again and again by all our acharyas while they are giving this wonderful exalted philosophy with highest rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, the ecstasy. But we want to feel the ecstasy. Very natural, there is nothing wrong with it. We want to feel it. Because our nature is anandamayo bhasat. We are by nature, we are seeking pleasure. So we want to feel. In fact, David also, the acharyas also tell us that when we are chanting the holy names, it is not a mechanical process. You have to have feeling. So on one side they are saying you must have feeling. Now on the other side they bring us down from the feelings. So that balancing act. So what is that feeling that a devotee must have while performing his devotional service? He wants to feel good, he wants to be happy, and we experience that happiness. There is nothing wrong. But when we see that ultimately the goal of this whole devotional process is to feel the ecstasy of Krishna Prem. That's our goal. So how do we achieve that? Is it artificial that I imagine that now I'm with Krishna, or when I chant the holy names, tears must come and I can bring tears. I'm a pretty good actor, so I can bring tears also. Or I can chant howling, loudly cry out, think that okay, I'm progressing. So even though that is our goal, the acharyas tell us to balance. One is just analysis, is only detachment. What will happen? With only detachment, even if, say for example, the Mayavadis, Prabhupada says, the Mayavadis, they have only detachment. So that this is not good, this is not good, this is all Maya, so I give it up. So they achieve success also. They get liberation also. They go to the Brahma Jyoti. But the soul is not happy there. He is liberated but not happy. So what happens? Prabhupada says he comes back. He comes back and starts some kind of a social philanthropic work. Just to feel happy. Why? Because by nature he is a servant. By nature he has to serve. Serve somebody. Who is that somebody? The Supreme Lord. So he will come back if he is not attached somewhere. So he'll get attached to a wrong thing. So what is the attachment? So therefore on one side we are detached from matter, but simultaneously there should be a cultivation of attachment to spirit, the Supreme Spirit, the Supreme Brahman, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the balancing act between detaching ourselves from the matter and at the same time attaching. So this process is simultaneous. And once it is done, then you will never look back to the material world. Which those who are liberated only till Brahma Jyoti or the Prakash, otherwise they have to come back because there is no service there. It's just existence, pure existence. So therefore, our acharyas tell us that how to balance the Krishna consciousness activities with simultaneous detachment from the material world. And for attachment, the attachment is to not our feelings of devotion, but attachment is to feelings of Krishna, desires of Krishna, feelings of devotees, great acharyas. Prabhupada would very often tell his devotees some difficult task. One particular devotee, Harikesh Prabhu, he was so attached to Prabhupada. He would very often come, sit next to Prabhupada and tell him wonderful service he is doing and expect that, Prabhupada, this time you don't allow me to go. I want to stay with you. And as soon as he had completed one day with Prabhupada, from wherever he came, he said, he would next day ask him, what are you doing here? Go back. He had come to stay with Prabhupada. He was so attached. Now this attachment is good. Wonderful attachment. Because by the attachment to the Guru, the pure devotees, you can go back to Godhead. It's very simple. This is Kapil Dev is saying this. So, Prabhupada told him, no, you must go back. What about my feeling? I feel very attached. I want to be with you. Prabhupada said, who cares about your feelings? That is instructions to all of us. That our feelings do not have that much value. They do have some value. But Krishna's feelings have more value. Devotees' feelings have more value. So we can see this in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. How he actually gave so much importance to the feeling of his dear ones rather than his own feelings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at a very young age, just a year, 24 years. And as soon as he took sannyas, what was the first thing on his mind? I must go to Vrindavan. He started running to Vrindavan. And somehow Nityananda tricked him and brought him back to Advaitacharya's house. And then his mother, Sachi Mata, she sort of told him, you want to go to Vrindavan? Who will tell me about your well-being? She's in that paternal mood. She's a parenthood. Vatsalyas. So she wants to know about Mahaprabhu, what's happening. But at the same time you have taken sannyas, so you must not stay at home or around me. So here is Jagannath Puri, it's just nearby, like having two rooms in the same house. Go there so that Bengal devotees go very often there and I will get your news every now and then. Then he comes and he leaves comes to Jagannath Puri. From there he goes to South India. After coming back from South India, again he is thinking, now I have liberated Dakshin Bharat, so many Vaishnavas. I have already converted the greatest logician, Sarvam Bhattacharya. So now my avatar karya of spreading the holy name, that will go on now. I have done my duty. Let me go to Vrindavan. And that is his goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole philosophy is Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanya Staddhama Vrindavanam. Vrindavan, Krishna, this is the goal. So he as a devotee also, he is expressing that goal in his heart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Manamora Vrindavan. His mind was always in Vrindavan. His mind was Vrindavan. So he is thinking in his heart, I must go to Vrindavan. But then he goes to Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar, Bhattacharya. Ask them, I want your permission to go to Vrindavan. Now devotees, they have just found him. Ramananda Rai is thinking that I have just found him. Sarvam Bhattacharya is thinking, I have just found him. How can I live without him? So they tell him ki, yeah, after some time you can go. So Mahaprabhu stays for some more time. Then he asks, can I go now? So the devotees tell him ki, now very soon the Dole Yatra festival will come. So attend that festival and then we'll see. Then Dole Yatra is over, then some other festival comes. And in this way, it is already April, May, June. It's gone, all 4 or 5 months have gone, and then now he says, now can I go? So no, but now all the devotees from Bengal will come for Rath Yatra. So how will you go? Okay, I'll stay. And the devotees come from Bengal, the devotees go back, and again he goes and asks, can I go now? So again they say, now it is Odhan Shasti, some other festival. In this way, 2 years go, not 1 month or 2 months, 2 years pass by and they have not given permission to the Lord. And the Lord knows they are cheating me. He knows very well. But He honors their feelings. He understands that they are doing it. See, the Lord is very clever. There is another incident in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life when Raghunath Bhatta, he came from Vrindavan to Puri. With him there was another devotee, Ramdas. And he was such a fantastic devotee. There was not a single moment when he could not utter the holy name of Lord Ram. And he was such a fantastic person that he, even though Raghunath was much younger than him, he carried his luggage with him. So throughout his journey, he was doing all types of seva for Raghunath Bhat and all constantly chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. So both of them simultaneously come in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is so happy to see Raghunath. He embraces him, asks welfare, everything. But he completely neglects that man. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami says that he neglected him because he knew what is going on in his heart. He was thinking that he will become the Lord by this process. So he neglected him completely. So it's not that he doesn't know. He is a super soul. He is Krishna himself. So he knows what the devotees are thinking. They are tricking me. So what happened? He gave more importance to the devotees' feelings. So he postponed his going to Vrindavan. He did not go. But now it was the devotees' turn. So devotees started thinking, no, this is not good. We have really cheated him for the last 2 years. So now we should say yes. So they said, okay, now let the rainy season go. And you, on Dashara, you can start. And he starts. He starts. And that time again, one more devotee, he has a different feeling. That is Gadadhar Pandit. He has taken Kshetra Sanyas. He is right there in Puri. He is not supposed to live anywhere. And he starts following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I'll come with you to Vrindavan. He says, what about your Kshetra Sanyas? He says, hell with my Kshetra Sanyas. Wherever you are, that is the Kshetra. Wherever you are, that is the Dham. So I am in the Dham. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't agree. He says, no. People will blame me that you broke your Sanyas vow, Kshetra Sanyas vow just for me. So he said, don't worry about that. All the blame is mine. And don't think that I am going to travel with you. I will travel on my own. In case we meet in Vrindavan, we'll see. And he is following. He is at a distance. Everyone can see that he is there. He is not with the devotees, but he is going. And he came up to the border of Orissa in Katak. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu called him and said, now, successfully you have broken your Kshetra Sanyas vow, so you go back now. Now you go back. And he sends him back. So with all that feeling of separation which he couldn't bear actually, he fell unconscious. He went back. But how careful is Lord with his devotees? That when the Lord went to Ramakeli and then Sanatana Goswami told him that it's not good with so many millions of people you are going to Vrindavan. It's a place of solitary bhajan. So I would say don't take so many people. And the Lord comes back. And there he calls Gadadhar Pandit and he says, actually I couldn't go to Vrindavan because I offended you. This is the loving reciprocation. So whom was he giving importance to? A devotee's feeling. So in our life also, we might have many services, many projects, priorities. In spite of this, we are advised by this example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself that we cannot take it granted that, let anyone feel anything. The feelings of the devotees and the Lord, they are more important than devotees' own feeling for himself, own progress in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we want to progress in Krishna consciousness. We want to be the first for whether it is deity worship, for some yajna, for everything else. We want to be on the forefront. But that is not Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means, I am at the back. Das, dasanu das. I am at the end of whole process. And to achieve this, it's a balancing act. We need guidance from the acharyas. The acharyas tell, because this adjusting with the feelings of everyone is not an easy task. It's extremely difficult. So we need, His Holiness Radhanath Swami once gave a beautiful answer to one of his disciples' letter, where there was a dealing between a Prabhupada disciple and Radhanath Swami disciple. And there was a lot of tussle. And both were feeling that they were right. And he wrote back and told him that Vaishnavism is beyond rights and wrongs. It has its own culture. Sometimes what is right and what is wrong doesn't matter. But how a devotional culture is maintained, that matters more. So this kind of balancing act, philosophical discussion, everything has to be part of our devotional service, our sadhana bhakti. So there is on one side detachment due to analysis, and there is attachment to devotees and to Krishna through the process of devotional service. This has to be done under the guidance of the spiritual master. So we are very fortunate that within ISKCON we have received guidance of Srila Prabhupada through his books and his disciples and his grand disciples. They are guiding us continuously how to go forward and make our life very successful. And today is the last day of our Holy Name Week. ISKCON is celebrating the Holy Name Week for several years now, and this is the 50th year of ISKCON. So some special celebrations are going on all over the world. But today is the last day. So how do we look at this whole Holy Name Week? So Prabhupada primarily, if you can summarize, like yesterday Damodar Prabhu told about the seventh purpose of ISKCON. But if you summarize, you know, sometimes you can summarize Prabhupada's whole movement in one sentence, small sentence. Chant and be happy. It may appear, what are you talking, chant and be happy? But that is the summary of his whole movement. That chant and be happy contains everything. How to be happy? Now that again discussion will start, and then you will expand. Then you will understand whatever is happening in ISKCON is all for chant and be happy. So chant and be happy ke liye Prabhupada gave two major goals. And we are extremely fortunate to be connected with Prabhupada, because Prabhupada, you know, he had that amazing faith in the Holy Name. He is that Acharya who actually revived the faith in Krishna, in the Holy Name of the whole world. Based on his faith, today we are sitting here. Till Prabhupada's time, Mahaprabhu's prophecy that my name will be chanted in every town and village of the world was always taken allegorically, thinking that that time only India was known. So that's why it is said as all over the world, because India was known. But Prabhupada was convinced, no, when Mahaprabhu has said this, it will happen. One of his godbrothers, Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor, Keshav Devdas, you know, they would have a lot of interaction. Prabhupada as a pharmacy owner, they would discuss every day. And Prabhupada would make some formula and try it on him. And he would come and say, test is good, or it works, like that. And then one day he asked Prabhupada, Abhay Babu, you have given me so many formulas, but I want the tonic which you are taking every day. So he said, which tonic? He said, tonic of the Holy Name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So Abhay Babu smiled and he said, yes, that also I will give you. In fact, I want to give this to the whole world. This tonic is so powerful that I want to give it to the whole world. Then Keshavdev Prabhu asks, what is the method? What is the prescribed method of taking? How is it to be taken? One spoon, two spoon, this tonic, kaisa lene ka? So that
there is a technique of how to take this tonic. So what is the technique? Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. With that humility, with that attitude of giving respect to each and every person other than yourself and not expecting anything in return, being more tolerant than a tree. Now, we repeat this every now and then, right? We repeat it. Think about each and every word of it. Tranadapi sunichara. Imagine. Can you be more humble than a blade of grass? Kya kimat hai uski? Blade of grass has no value. So even with all your might, at least I can say for myself, I cannot go to that state. It's impossible. Feeling lower than the blade of grass and feeling more tolerant than a tree. Imagine, tree, somebody is cutting, no protest. Can we imagine like that? So that is the formula of taking it. But at the same time, by following in the footsteps of the acharyas, day by day, one day, we'll be as selfless, as humble, as expected. But we are not there right now. And the process is same, Vaidhi Bhakti of chanting, following the regulative principles, following in the footsteps of the acharyas. So Prabhupada had that faith, and because based on that faith, he started, if you see Prabhupada's earlier days, in New York, when he started a center, you'll read it in Lamrut, you can see it in the videos. Prabhupada did not stress much on philosophy. Thoda sa, 15-20 minute ka discussion. And whether there was a question, answer, whatever, he would take up his kartala and start it. Maximum time was spent on the holy name, chanting of the holy names. And today also happens to be the day, today the 50th year of the first public chanting in Washington Square Park. Today is the 50th year. Today. So, it corresponds to this Holy Name Week. There was a Washington Square Park where Prabhupada went with some of his disciples. Not even disciples. They were just people coming there and chanted in public. So, with that faith, Prabhupada has given us this Holy Name. And Prabhupada gave us the means today Prabhupada comes here and asks us, ki 50 saal mein kya kiya? So at least we have thousands and thousands of people chanting all over the world. Of course, Prabhupada also wanted, towards the end he kept on saying, I want to establish the culture of Varnashram. Now, there are many interpretations of that statement. Within ISKCON, outside ISKCON, there are many interpretations. And sometimes, even within ISKCON, we might act against that statement itself. We become so restrictive about our identity that Varnashram gets lost. There is no Varnashram there because we are talking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejecting Varnashram, this, that. We know too much philosophy. So in that, basic thing like Varnashram, like here Krishna is coming and touching the feet of his father. This is all part of Varnashram culture. So in Varnashram culture, everything is included. Fortunately now, of course, there are all over ISKCON, there is a lot of attempts are being made to preserve the culture. There cannot be, even Prabhupada when he was there, he was asked, even Allen Ginsberg asked, do you think that America will become Krishna conscious? The reporter asked, do you think everyone will take to Krishna consciousness the way you are spreading rapidly? And Prabhupada was very clear, no. Krishna consciousness is not meant for everyone. It is meant for a particular very intelligent class of people who are extremely fortunate to accept this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was very clear. Only few people will take it up. But directly, indirectly, we keep on saying that except ISKCON, everything is wrong. That's not what Prabhupada meant. He understood that there will be people who will probably worship demigods, this, that, and they need to be accommodated.
And that is what he is talking about in ashram culture. That you can't just keep on hammering people. You don't do this, you do this, because ISKCON means only this. There will be people who will not come in ISKCON, but still we need to be friendly with them. We need to acknowledge them, we need to respect them. Of course, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has started this Prayag project, you know, where, particularly for the villages, where, you know, you go and mix with the villagers. Be with their culture. Give them what is needed in that village. And do what you are doing. Chant Hare Krishna, there is no problem. No one is telling you not to chant Hare Krishna. But somebody is worshipping by Hanuman, to usko todo mat. Don't break him, because that is his Shraddha. Krishna is not allowing you to break somebody's Shraddha. He is very clear. In Gita he says this. Do not break somebody's Shraddha. So, one day he may feel, I need to go and chant Hare Krishna. That's fine. So, this Prayag which is bringing out, and Prabhupada would be happy to witness that, okay, through this we can have Varnashram culture spread or protected. And through the chanting of the holy names, we can purify ourselves and purify the world. And this particular holy name week, I am sure many programs for each temple have happened all over the world. A lot of news is there on the various websites of ISKCON. We had in Puri this time a festival called a Chant for Change, dedicated to the 50th year of ISKCON. And next year it will be dedicated to 1000th year of Sri Ramanujacharya's appearance day. So like that. So devotees are chanting everywhere, and for ISKCON particularly, holy name week particularly, it is a holy name life. And throughout life they keep on chanting. So the glories of holy name are unlimited. I am not qualified to speak on them. But Baldev Prabhu had told me you speak something on the holy name week. So I thought the holy name week is appropriately taken up by Srila Prabhupada's movement, because Prabhupada had that kind of faith in the holy name. And because of his faith, we have that, you can say, very komal faith, which we need to make more and more strong by chanting very sincerely and chanting with complete attention and the present tense. Now, many times when we chant, we want to chant and complete the rounds, and daily I will complete my rounds and one day I will become a pure devotee and I will be with Krishna. This is a future plan. But actually Krishna consciousness is a present plan. When you are chanting, Krishna is there with you right now. So why you want to wait for 50 years? 50 years I will chant and then I will be with Krishna. No. You are chanting right now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Believe it or not, Krishna is there. He is there right now with us when we are chanting the holy name. So it's not a future issue. If we are in present tense, why not enjoy with Krishna right now? He is with us. Why to feel ki I will cry one day when and tears will come? Aayega to bhi aayega. But right now I am happy. I am chanting the holy names. I am sitting with the devotees. I am hearing Krishna Katha. Why can't we be happy right now in Krishna consciousness? That is the process of Krishna. Su sukham kartum avayam. The process of dharma is very joyfully performed because it is right now. It is not a futuristic process. So thank you very much for assembling here and listening very patiently. Please excuse me if I have made many mistakes, said something beyond my capacity to say. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Hare Krishna. So thank you for your nice class. So we are doing some announcement about Gita Champions League. As we know that every year we do Gita Champions League in the various schools of the India. So this year, on the occasion of 50th anniversary of ISKCON, we would like to do this in a bigger scale. So this year includes going to the school, doing registrations, conducting exams, and so many things. So we need help of all of you. So we have set up a stall down. So those devotees who wish to